Okay, we are in the middle of the Haftarah of the Bnei Kushiyim. As I said, a 9-pasuk Haftarah with 3 sessions to learn it, which left us with 3 pasukim per time, which is one of the reasons I wanted to do Kiddush Levana tonight. But what I did is, in each one of the 3, there's actually at least 1 famous pasuk. And that's dealt with. Sometimes you have a pasuk and you find the Balei Mashava deal with it at length. The idea of Bnei Kushiyim is dealt with. And last time we spoke about the Sukkas Tavon HaNefeles, which obviously because it's put into the benching, also has a certain amount of familiarity with and is mentioned often. Here, let's learn pasuk Yud Gimel, the last 3 pasukim. Hine yamim ba'im nom Hashem. Almost ends his nevuah. Perek Tes is the end, not only of the Haftarah, but of Amos's nevuah. And he ends in a very upbeat way. He talks about the time of Mashiach. He says, the day will come, the days will come, v'nigash chayresh ba'kotzir. And the one who is plowing will touch, or will approach, the one who is harvesting. Meaning that the crops will be so successful and grow so rapidly that now you plow, and by the time it takes a long time for everything to grow until you get around to harvesting the crop. And things will happen so miraculously that the harvester and the plower will will follow one the other. The same thing for Derech Hanavim, and the one who presses the grapes, Moshe Chazorah, with the one who pulls the seeds to plant them. V'tifu heharim osis. And the mountains will drip with osis. Osis today in modern Hebrew has become the name for a good drink. I think there's a company in Israel. Osis, is there? No? Anyway, the Mitzudah says osis is wine. Kachnikra osis refers really specifically to wine. V'chalag vayis tismay gagda. And all of the mountains will be awash, will be sort of melting by their abundance of wine. And this expression, "Nigash chayresh ba'kaitzer," is understood by many of the Balei Mashava, the Midrashim, beginning from the Midrashim, to be a metaphor for a number of things. One thing is that the chayresh is referred to as Mashiach ben Yosef, the one who sort of plows, prepares for the days of Mashiach. And Mashiach ben David is the kaitzer, is the one who harvests. The Torah always uses shor v'chamor as the example of animals. Shor v'chamor refer in Mashal to Yosef and Yehuda. Shor, b'char shor yehadala is Yosef, or Mashiach ben Yosef. The shor is the animal that does the work, that pulls the plow. And Yehuda, compared to the chamar, it says Mashiach will come ka'ani rochev al chamar. The chamar is a beast of burden; it carries. It doesn't work. It doesn't pull the plow, but it pulls. It carries the harvest after it's been complete. So that this is the mashal of the chamar, or the beast of burden, the one that carries the successful harvest.
The other one is the worker.
And the one is the work. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. It's interesting that on the pasuk, beginning of Parshas Vayigash, we have Vayigash Yehuda approaches Yosef. The Medrash brings Vayigash Yehuda, Haynu Dixiv, Nigash Chayresh Bakaitzer. It says somehow, which is a little bit mysterious comparison, unless you have this explanation, that it refers to Yehuda and Yosef in the sense of the Chayresh and the Kaitzer, or the Mashiach ben Yosef and the Mashiach ben David, which is Yehuda, they're coming together. So this is the understanding of the Medrash. In fact, it's more than just the times of Mashiach. The Dovda Magid has a sefer on the Haftiris, and there he brings the following regarding Nigash Chayresh b'Kaitzer and Yemaisa Mashiach. He has a story, as the Magid tends to have, a story of a man who had never seen a farm, or never seen how things grow. Can't imagine human beings that never saw a farm or anything growing. But he said he goes out to the farm for the first time in his life, and he sees the farmer taking perfectly good wheat and burying it in the ground. And he's astonished at the baltashchis of the farmer, burying, not only is he burying them, but he buries them one at a time. You know, he makes a little hole for each one and buries each one, and he's astonished. And later, when the harvest season comes, he sees that for every kernel he buried, he gets many more kernels that grow in the stalk of wheat. And the nimshal of this story is the Yeshuas, the Tzaris, and then the Yeshuas of Klal Yisrael in this world. That the Choresh is sort of the example of the time that there are difficulties to Klal Yisrael that we fail to understand. And the Ktsira, the harvest, is when we finally are able to, we hope, understand the purpose of our challenges and the purposes of our difficulties in this world.
Reap the reward?
What?
When you reap the reward,
then you understand that the hard work was worth it. Yeah. So Vanigash, Chayresh Bakaitzer, they understand to mean that there'll be a time when already, at the time of the difficulties, there'll be an appreciation that it comes for a purpose. Rav Huttner, I just look quickly at the Mavteach, just about every one of the Pachad Yitzchaks, he has this pasuk mentioned. I didn't go through all of them, but since we're there Shavuos, I took out the one on Shavuos. In Maimer Chof Beis, he has a very interesting arichus on Vadikash Charesh Bakaitzer. He says that there are times in Din, in Halacha, in Gemara, where we appreciate the attempt to get something done as part of the result. His mashal is the Gemara's expression, Akira Tzairach Hanocha Hi. I believe he's referring to the following. You all know that if someone does damage in an act, which is also Chayiv Malkis or Chayiv Misa, we say Kabla Midrabba Binei. So that if somebody were to simultaneously be Mechal Shabbos and damage somebody else's item, that he would be put off for paying because of this. I was once by Reb Chaim Kanievsky, despite the fact that it seems to be a rite of passage of the rabbinate in America to get your picture taken with Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I actually once went with one of my boys when he was right before his bar mitzvah for a bracha. And so I figured we'll go to Mincha, we'll talk after davening. But of his many talents, Reb Chaim, like, after Mincha is over, you turn around, he's back in his room already. So I shrugged my shoulders and I figured we'll go back to the bus stop. And there was a yid there who recognized me and said, no, Rav, I'll get you in. So however he did it, I don't remember, where suddenly I'm staying with Reb Chaim and my son, I asked for a bracha. So in those days he gave, took his time and gave a bracha. I said, thank you, and I turned around. And they said, you have nothing to ask the Rav? Like, no questions to ask. So at the time, I asked him two things. One of the questions I asked him was this question. If somebody has a car parked on the street on Shabbos, and a Jew, a Frayid, is driving on Shabbos, and presses the gas pedal and drives right into the parked car. So the driver would get out, apologize. I assume she would say she feels terrible, etc. And the natural thing would be to get her to pay for it. So I asked her, hey, whether I could really sue her to pay, it's kamlei d'ramine. It's really a situation where al pi halacha she's not mechuyev to pay if she's Jewish, assuming she's Jewish. And he said in Hachinami. He said, Hachinami is kamlei d'ramine. I mean, there's a lot to see for the person to pay. I could take the money, but I couldn't compel the person to pay.
But even when you don't get a din misa, it's still a
common derabbinah? Well, we pass kin chayve misa shaygigin, even b'shaygig, even our mutter also has a din of common derabbinah. It's machaik's the gemara, chayve misa shaygig, but we pass chayve shaygig is also niftar midei malchus and niftar midei mamon. And anyway, getting back to Rav Huttner says, the Gemara says that what happens if somebody shoots an arrow, Dalet Amis B'Shusarabim, sees Chayiv, but it pierces, let's say, somebody has something hanging on a clothesline and they shoot the arrow and the person who shoots the arrow pierces the clothes and then it sails further and lands Dalet Amos later. So do you say, Kabbalah be the rabbi? Nay, at the time it pierced the beged, he wasn't chayiv yet. Because he's not chayiv till there's a hanacha, till it rests in Rish Dusarab. So the Gemara says, Akira tzarech hanachahu. The Gemara says that it's all one. That the intention the means to get to the landing is all part of the original miser. Afun calls that akira tzarech hanacha. I think there's another expression, emtsoim betelin lahamatara. Emtsoi is the method is bottled to the purpose. Now he doesn't mean to be talking about hilchis kamei d'ramine. He means to be talking about a certain mentality, an appreciation. That when a person goes through a difficulty with the intention of coming to a desired result, that a healthy person sees the difficulty as part of building towards the result that you want to have. He doesn't see it as a difficulty, as a painful difficulty. He sees it as sort of the purpose itself. Rav Huna, writing regarding Chag HaShavuos, talks specifically about learning Torah. He says that when it comes to learning Torah, pushing oneself is part of the Limud HaTorah itself. It says, Noshim b'may zakyan, how do women have a chelek in Talmud Torah? By providing the means for it to happen. Now, I would think that providing the means is not Talmud Torah, it's a mitzvah providing the means. But no, it's Talmud Torah itself. When a person appreciates the result, then the getting to it is also part of Talmud Torah. He says that's why Zavul and Yisachar is a relationship unique to Torah. If somebody goes around buying people tefillin, he doesn't have a mitzvah of tefillin. He has a mitzvah of tzedakah, of chesed, of kiruv rechayim. But he doesn't have a mitzvah of tefillin by buying people tefillin. But somebody who facilitates Torah learning, it's an appreciation when it comes to Torah learning that the difficulties are part of the result. So at any rate, his idea of a nigash chayresh bakaitzer is this idea that there's a level where the preparation is appreciated because it's close to the result. If it's a second before the result, you certainly would appreciate it. And he says that's, and then almost parenthetically, he says an incredible thing. He says that's why when Hashem created the world, He was going to create a world where the tam of the wood of a tree and the fruit would be the same. And the world wasn't created that way. The fruit and the tree taste different. Now, to me and you, it just sounds like God had this plan and it didn't happen. So again, Rav Hunter sees it as something bigger. He says the tree is the hard work to get fruit. You have to plant the tree, you have to grow the tree, and then the bud opens up and you get a fruit. Tam Eitza Yopiria Shava is that person has the same time in working to get something done as actually enjoying the harvest of his work. Should have the same time, the same yishmak. It's an extraordinary level where a person working hard for something appreciates the as if the result was right in front of him. So it's incredible insight to Vedika Shchayish Bakaitzer. Sorry, what? What? Because the world didn't come out on the level that was kaviyachol that God intended. It didn't just go down an agricultural level; it went down a human level, an appreciation.
If you have somebody who has an easy time making money, and he supports people who learn, and they have a lot of amelos to get to where they want to be in their learning, does he have a chelek in the amelos or just in the Torah itself?
Rav Pam used to talk about. Not so much the word amelus, but whether the zavulun has a chelik in the Torah itself or only the schar of the Torah. And he had a number of rayas that he has a chelik in the Torah itself. I think in the Hagdama of the Pnei Shloimeit to Bava Basra, the author of the Rav Shloimeit the Dayan of Vilna, and other Marabakavas that Las Lavi zavulun will sit with Yisachar in the Masifta Derekiah. He said, well, if Zvula knows nothing, and he supported the Gadol Hadar, and he's going to be sitting together with him in the Masechta Derekiya, that's Gehenna. That's not Gan Eden. Like, he's got to go to first grade. He has to go to Beis Medrash, not to the Gadol Hadar. So he brings a raya from there that it means that he'll actually have a chelik in the Kinyan HaTorah as well, by supporting Torah. I don't know, it just changes the whole V'nigash Shchayrish Bakoitzer in a major way, that it's a goal, even in this world, to appreciate the result, even as a person goes through the difficulties. A woman in labor is thinking about the result. And that's V'nigash Shchayrish Bakoitzer, the preparation for Yom HaMashiach, that it will be that way. Pasuk to Yudale V'shafti Yeshuvus Abi Yisrael, and I will return my people who have been dispersed to the many places where they live, Ubadu Orim Nishabais, and they will rebuild the destroyed cities, V'yashavu V'natu Kramim, and they will return and plant vineyards, V'shasu Es Yeinam, and they will drink its wine, V'asu Ganais V'achlas Priheyam, and they will make orchards and eat their fruit or gardens and eat their fruit. What?
When is this?
This is Yom HaMashiach according to the Rambam. The Rambam says that Yom HaMashiach, the world will continue in its normal way, except that there won't be the Shibud HaGalias on Klal Yisrael. The Rambam writes everything.
Who
people.
That?
It's actually Machlokes the Gemara. Very famously, the Ramban and the Barbanel say it's really totally it's Machlokes the Gemara. If Eibed Olam Azel Olam Abba. Elishim Golias Bovad, or I should say Olam Haba, Yibas Mashiach, or if Ayilei Ras Elikim Zulasecha, or if we really don't know what it is, if it's a spiritual world or a physical world. The Rabbi says it's a continuation of the physical world. He writes about it in Masechta Sanhedrin, a Parachelik, where he talks about the Yud Gimel Ikrim. As a doctor, he writes, people will live longer, but not because of miracles, just because when you don't have stress, you live longer naturally. That's why he writes. There'll be less stress. So we hope to see the Rambam. The Rambam writes. With the Tatim alad basam, and I will plant the Jewish people back in their land. V'lo yinastru oid me'alad basam, shadasati lehem, amar Hashem aleikecha, so the Rabbi Shalom promises permanent return to Eretz Yisrael. When you think about it, the idea of Charash and Katzir is the whole Olam Hazeh. Any success in this world, in anything, comes from forgetting even about spiritual things. Even somebody starts a business, or somebody raises children. Anything a person does, it involves a certain amount of hard work for a hopeful result.
No pain, no gain.
No pain, no gain. Okay. You don't have muscles, you gotta... So it's the only way it goes. Okay, so we actually finished all our Torah for once. Okay.